When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Sealed
usually when we come down here, he hates being in his boppy down here, so I just like, I'll put him on the carpet next to me. He'll be fine.
In his what?
Is he like the boppy?
He likes the boppy if it's in the bassinet. He doesn't like the boppy if it's boppa. Just
boppity boopy.
Got goes?
Yeah, it's like it's literally a butt
pillow. It's like a pillow like that sitting is around.
It then looks call like... it a pillow.
Boppy.
Oh, it's a boppy.
Boppy. He likes it. When we were down here for, I think we watched the Packer game down here. I think it was that. We put it on like our little table and just sat him facing us. He loved it. Then he was fine. Put it in the bassinet, game over. But if it's in his bassinet he sleeps in, that's the only way he'll fall asleep. He has to be in the boppy, in the bassinet, rocked.
Oh, boy.
What a diva.
So many terms I'm not familiar with. Boppy. She's got a boppy in the boppy.
Cece did not like the boppy. So,
he loves lucky. It. He's lifting his head in it now. So, like, I'm like, ooh. God, at least you're in a place where you can't break your neck. So, go nuts.
Well, if the boppy is boo boo, just get rid of it.
I would take it to Buca de Beppo while you're at it.
Buca de Beppo.
Speaking of the Packers, congratulations, gentlemen. Aaron Rodgers has thrown more touchdowns than the team has punted all year.
Yeah,
that is fucking
buddy.
Wild.
Actually, beautiful. That's amazing. I didn't hear that stat. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, 48 passing touchdowns to 46 punts. And that doesn't include the 16 rushing touchdowns you guys had. Holy fuck, man. I thought he couldn't get any better. Mm.
You know why it is?
The one bad game.
Like, you know why?
But half of his picks were in one game.
I watched the Packers this year. That's why.
Yes. What they should do is just draft another first-round quarterback, and then he'll throw 80 touchdowns Jesus. Next year.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah. It did work. They put the fire under his ass.
It did what it was supposed to do.
Oh, man.
Despite the fact that I think we lead the league in drop passes, too.
Oh, my God, I know.
That's insane.
I'm really bad when they play the Bears because I lose my shit. So, like, any mistake, I'm, like, a typical Packer fan, saying stand of the world, yelling at the TV. So when, like, he's perfect, and then he throws a perfect pass, and MVS is, like, 50-50 shot if he catches it. And then he drops an open pass like that for a touchdown. And then they go to shit for a bit. And I'm like, don't even take him home. Leave him in Chicago. You don't need MVS. Just leave him there.
It's a short bus ride. Make him take the bus. It's fine.
Make him walk.
Is he from Chicago?
Hiawatha.
No, that's where they were playing. They were playing in Chicago. So I was like, just leave him there. Don't bring him back. And then I calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought he was the hot ticket this year.
Fuck no.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Yeah, I know. That's
he
what
doesn't
I usually
say that when
myself.
He's not getting banged. So
makes me want to punch a boppy.
You could punch a boppy. I got some boppies. I can give you a boppy to punch.
You know, how much is a boppy cost? Out of curiosity,
I'm guessing $13.
No, oh, God, no. They're way more than that.
Really? See, and now we're getting into my pillow territory.
I think they're like $30.
No.
But they're bought for us, so I'm not complaining.
$30
for yeah, a pillow. Yeah, look up a boppy. It's like $30.
$20 on Amazon.
I'll go grab one.
Oh.
Well, you didn't get it at Target, okay? Oh, I don't have. I have the one that the kids lounge in it. That's the one we have.
That's a neck pillow.
Oh, that's $32.
That's a neck pillow.
They're like $30.
It is a neck pillow.
That's what's a neck pillow.
No, the other one is the one we have.
It's bigger though.
The other
you gotta
one
pay
is like
Buku bucks for the Big Boppy. Everybody yeah, knows that.
He's a big ass kid. He needs the Big Boppy.
Yeah, that's $32. The newborn lounger.
Oh boy,
that's baby bopper territory. Wait a minute, that came out wrong.
That's the newborn lounger. That's what you want.
Do you see where that cardboard box way back there?
Oh, is that the Boppy? That's where I'd put my kid,
nope,
too.
That's my PlayStation 5 still in the cardboard box.
Ah, what? You lucky son of a bitch.
Haven't opened it.
Check out this guy.
Haven't opened it?
There's been no time. I haven't. That one day I told you guys I was playing Outer Worlds. I have not touched the video game since.
What kind of screen you got there, boy?
That's the 75-inch.
That's what I got.
There you go.
That's the exact same one.
It's a Vizio.
The 8 series? Oh.
I got a Vizio.
Vizio.
Actually.
Which one?
He's got the Quantum X.
Yeah.
He's got the good one.
Oh, the more intense one than I have. I like the baby version.
He has, I think I have one step up from you, Adam, and then he has one step up from me.
Yeah, I got the baby version. I love it. It's like
you have the M.
I think it's an M series.
Yeah.
Wait, where do I fit in that?
Do you do you notice any blooming?
Mm-mm.
I do.
That was the one thing I thought I'd have to worry about, and I have not noticed yet. I've used it enough.
It's all over the place on mine.
Oh, that's shit.
What?
Can I mean, it's not bad. It's just like, now that I know it's there, I know it's there. I can see it.
Yeah.
You should have got a Samsung 8 Series UHD.
I better not.
Shit looks fabulous. I could have if I wanted to spend an extra $800.
I was going to get a Samsung. I actually had it in my
800? I paid $1,000 for it.
Yeah, that's how much. Well, I was going to get that one that you probably got, the $1,000 one. It was in my cart for Best Buy on Cyber Monday. And by the time I finally was like, yep, that's the one I'm going to buy, sold out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, it's pretty good. Okay.
Well, looks like I'm going to replace the upstairs TV.
Now, the only reason I went with Samsung is because I've had my 40-inch LCD from 2006, and it still runs perfectly. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to keep buying Samsung TVs.
No, Samsung is good. Don't get me wrong.
They're really good.
It's just the one that I wanted to get was like $2,000. It was
okay.
Like $1,500.
Damn.
So, I mean, the one I ended up getting was $900.
Yeah, the one I got was $998.
No. So.
My buddy got, is it OLED? Is that the highest? What's the highest for, like, one of the best?
It depends on what you want, yeah.
Yeah.
Which brand he bought, because he also did his on Cyber Monday, and he spent, like, he got, like, the $2,000 TV. Like, the overboard best TV you're going to buy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Now, it was between a curved TV and OLED, but I'd have to sacrifice 10 inches, and I was like, you know what, the dimensions from corner to corner are taller than I am, and Dan, you can attest that I'm a tall person. I was like, yeah, that's more than enough.
Yeah, I wanted a 55, and it was actually a better deal to get this TV at 65 than it was at 55. So I said, well, easy choice. We're getting bigger. We don't need it, but we're getting it.
Yep.
He got LG CX 65-inch OLED. It's like a couple grand TV.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, gaming degenerates of all ages, welcome to a brand new year, 2021. Woo!
We made it, boys. Celebrate that.
We survived. Although,
barely.
This is, you know, the beginning of 2020. It ain't gonna be much better.
Can we please have a live studio audience? I dig that.
That was nice.
You what?
Maybe. Yeah,
I don't think if we brought down the wives and girlfriends I don't think we'd get that much clapping. I think they'd just be like, can I go back upstairs now?
Can I
go back to what I was doing?
Done. Ugh. Yeah, probably. Probably. So, how's everybody doing? We got a full house for episode 21. Drew, Sean, Adam, everybody?
Yeah!
How are things?
I'm here.
Present. So much hype.
Good.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever.
Oh, boy.
You know that one.
Oh, boy. It's some Eric Bischoff going on here, huh? If I had it open.
Are you sure you're better than ever?
He sure thought he did was every time he walked out on stage.
There you go.
Of course you have that just ready to go.
I know I'm sexy.
We just thought of a top 10 favorite entrance themes.
Well, that I could talk about.
Video games? No idea.
Do that on a day that I'm not here.
You don't want to do that one?
What? You like The Rock?
Okay. And then Degeneration X, is that one?
Yeah. John Cena? You like John Cena probably, right?
Well, I've heard of him.
There it is.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy.
Oh, I'm sexy.
I've got the look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more of my...
What's another good one? I like Ernest the Cat Miller.
I'm the greatest!
Yeah.
No, that's like a porn soundtrack. I don't know if I like that.
Oh, that's good.
The Godfather when he came out.
Oh, I was going to play a different one, but we could do the Godfather.
Val Venus when he came out. Those are just porno sounds.
Come get on the train.
Take them all with 20 chicks.
Flipping ain't easy.
The whole train.
Wait.
Give me some Cactus Jack.
Hello, ladies.
Alright, what the fuck are we doing?
You're welcome. I'm back.
Become a wrestling show.
I refuse.
This is going to be the best wrestling podcast you're ever going to hear. Right here.
No.
Live tonight on a taped SmackDown.
What?
Tell me you did not just say that.
Oh, my God. He has my favorite blub of all time, which I'm not going to say, but it is my favorite.
Oh, boy.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, no. No, no. That's my favorite.
I love that. I love it every time I see it because the look on his face after he says it, like he's trying to be the character, and then he's like, oh, man, I really fucked up right there. And Gene's just like, keeps on going.
All right. Well,
you're welcome.
That's wrestling talk. Welcome back to A Winner Is You, where we talk gaming. But maybe we'll talk wrestling a little more later, too.
Because
we are going to talk about games for 2021, and one of them that I'm looking forward to is a wrestling game. So there you go. All ties.
Didn't we have this before, where we were looking forward to a wrestling game?
Oh,
it was a complete disappointment.
Oh, don't remind me. This one will not be.
Correct.
This one will not be because it's not going to be WWE produced.
Fair enough.
There you go. All right, we got a short list of things to talk about, but let's run down that list.
Shall we play a game?
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Well, we gotta do some kind of a year-end review. Since this is the beginning of January, we can talk a little bit about our 2020, our games that we played, and our favorites. And if you got a favorite of the year, yeah, you can shout that out. We're gonna look ahead to 2021 and not only just the January releases, but any other games you might be looking forward to that are supposedly being released in 2021, but God willing, we have no idea at this point. whether they're actually going to be released or not. So that's all we got. Short list. Let's get into it. Everybody's got a little toy. I don't have one.
I don't have one either. It's okay.
You gotta get yourself some figurines, bro.
Look behind you. Look behind you. You don't have a little toy.
Not at the ready. Sorry. I need one at the ready. All right. Adam, we know you had baby duty. You had baby duty. Duty at the end of the year.
Duty.
But I know you played some games. What kind of games are on your list that you liked, that you played
from
in 2020? Or maybe didn't like even.
I think that's good, because I was able to think of a lot I played right away, and then I had to look them up. For the last 2 months, though, previously 2 months, it's a lot of playing the keyboard, like a little kick pad of three notes. That's what I play every day, because nice. The little man loves it. So the big games that I thought of that I played, not necessarily, we talked about this, I don't know if it's going to be in part of the open or not, is not all these necessarily came out in 2020, but ones we also played in 2020 if we didn't get to it previously. The big couple for me, I think, that I wanted to list were Borderlands 3, which I talked about a ton, came out at the end of 2019, finished it. I feel like I talked about that on multiple episodes of our podcast. Call of Duty Warzone was big. I played that a lot. I even bought Call of Duty because I enjoyed Warzone so much, and I haven't played a Call of Duty in a few years, at least. Like, I was big when it came out when I was high school, and that was like everybody. You had to have Call of Duty or you did not fit in, basically. So that brought me back to that. That was a lot of fun. And then I'd say the other one that's not going to be sports related was Fall Guys. That was one of those games I could still fit time in and play a lot. because it's only a couple minutes. I played a lot of Mario Kart because with the Switch, that's the one game my wife and I will play now that we finally have a Switch. Shout out to you, Black Friday. I don't even remember when I bought it. I bought it because PlayStation, I was sitting there for 2 hours on Best Buy trying to get a PlayStation 5, and then said, F it, I'm getting a Nintendo Switch. So, you know, shout out, Sony, thanks. And then the last couple I'll say, because I know we're all going to probably discuss after, was sports games. Probably the most I ever played an NBA 2K game, 2K20, loved it, at least the mode I played. I'm going to say Madden 20. I did not play Madden 21. Don't know if I'll actually buy it. I might wait, skip a year here. But I put probably the most hours into that game. And then 2K21 Golf I complained about, but, you know, it was enjoyable for a week. And then it was like, this is stupid. I have to wait on the network to play by myself. Obviously, for my games listed, those aren't some of the big games of the year. Probably Warzone was, if you look in top 20, top 50 lists, I could imagine Warzone was on there.
Really?
I think Fall Guys was on there. Especially with the year-end push with streaming, everybody was getting into Fall Guys there at the end. Maybe NBA 2K20, I doubt it. Sports games don't always make it in those top lists, depending on who. I'm sure you guys have probably a handful more games that actually came out 2020 that aren't what I've listed, or games, I think a couple of my games I've listed didn't even come out in 2020, but that was my year, and then no video games since, like, November something. It's been, crazy.
Well, you know, babies happen.
Hey, maybe 2022, you know?
Once he's old enough to hold on to the Switch controller, you know?
He'll be training with me. Like, I'm thinking about just letting him hold on to my PS4 controller when I play PS5 and just let him do his thing. He will be a star at Mario games. That's He'll be a prodigy. That's all I know.
Yeah. You got to get him into the sports games though. Then he can be on an esports team and do that for a living.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I told my wife. See, we're all thinking on the same page here. He could be 17 years old, making millions of dollars. Probably by then, billions.
That's right. They don't need to be an athlete. Come on.
Technically, it's in their name.
Less injuries.
Mathletes.
Athlete. Damn, got him.
Well, Shano, what have you been playing? What are you playing on the Switch you're not allowed to play?
Well, I'm kind of in the same boat as Adam. I've been playing a lot of games that didn't... Well, they technically came out this year, but are remakes, like Bejeweled and Candy Crush and Flappy Bird, Minesweeper, you know.
All those mobiles,
the classics.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, no, I play those on the PC. I need the best... Oh. Brightest graphics possible for Minesweeper, else I make a mistake.
That's a lot of math. I don't think I can handle that.
Oh, man, Drew looks like he just smelled a dirty diaper. He's got a really annoyed face, so I'll just say it. The Resident Evil remakes for me were enjoyable.
Yep, knew that was coming.
And, yeah, that's it.
That's it? Nothing else?
Not based on Drew's reaction, no.
I'm not reacting at all. You go ahead.
Yeah, come on. I took 20 minutes for my six games. You need to match that.
20?
I listed six games, and they all got a
okay, five. Face. Five
what,
Resident
am I your
Evils.
Dad? Just like, just...
Five go Resident ahead. Evils. And Minesweeper.
No. The remakes of Resident Evil. You weren't here last week. I don't know if you were listening, but...
No, I have no time. I can't even listen to our podcast. It's impossible. To explain how it is, we tried to watch an episode of The Mandalorian, which is 30-some minutes. Not the last episode, one of the ones before. And it took us 4 hours to get through that one episode. So that's... I can't even get through anything that's half an hour with baby life. So, you know, one day I'll backlog. I'll backlog on podcasts one day.
Well, I was telling them that I downloaded the Resident Evil remakes, and they're actually incredibly good. I got stuck on one part, so I actually had to go back to a previous save because I literally could not find enough ammo to beat these three dudes, like sitting there with a knife just slashing at them, knowing that it's hopeless and it's not going to, it's just not going to happen.
Oh, it's the worst.
So, yeah, it was basically, okay, now I'm going to have to get through this entire section without firing a shot just to make sure I have enough for these last three guys. But, pulled it off. So, that was the nice part. Boom.
Ultimate accomplishment. That taught me that, where it's, you're nuts if you have one save file and let it even auto-save. Like, I am constantly, it's like every 5 minutes, okay, I'll use a new save slot, and then I just go around in a circle doing save slots just in case I need to go back.
No, and that was definitely the safe play because every time I'd run back to the little, what the fuck is it called? A typewriter to make a save, I was like, maybe I'll just make an adjacent save to that one just in case. And yeah, as it turns out, there was a section in that game where it was like, I literally don't have the ammo. I sat there and I shot them with acid rounds. I shot them with explosive rounds. I shot them with a shotgun and I was left with a knife. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't be killing everything I come across, but you know, play a little more conservative than that.
Did you throw the guns? You always have that option to throw the gun.
Damn. No, they don't let you discard weapons.
Wasn't those old Resident Evils you needed ink to save on a typewriter, or am I thinking of that
wrong? You gotta be shitting me. I've never run into that issue, and if that was one, I'm glad I don't remember it.
I feel like that was
some reason
thing,
I remember
yeah.
that.
Didn't you need cartridges or something?
Like, I thought you needed a cartridge or something. Like, I thought it was like a cartridge, maybe not the first one, but like, I don't know.
Sounds like something they would have put into like Resident Evil Survivor, which was by far the worst game ever made. But the remakes are, like I said, they basically took Resident Evil 4's playstyle and just brought it to the next gen. So it's all third person, you know, over the shoulder, beautiful graphics, much, much more fun to play. But yeah, I think, and honestly, I purchased that at the end of the year, and I've still got to say that that's one of my favorites. Like, it really blew me away how well they did with it. And as old as I am, I still have a Game Informer subscription. So, you know, when I saw the articles about the remakes, I was a little hesitant, but no, they're everything that the magazine said and more. So, like I said, if you're into Resident Evil 4, you should definitely pick up the remakes.
Question: is your Game Informer subscription through GameStop?
Yeah.
Nailed it. I had the same one.
I just changed that last year to digital now.
I did too.
But I was always going through GameStop because I'm like, I want the paper copies. I still got a bunch of them up there.
Yeah.
Dude, I need something to read while I'm taking a shit. Like, that is what Game Informer was made for. I mean, not to be
I would enjoy it coming in the mail. I'd be like, I'm not going to spend half an hour on it, but I'll go quick look through games I was thinking of getting or some reviews they do. And then, you know, wherever that magazine ended up after that, I don't know.
On the back of the toilet, just like every other magazine I get. Women's health, because that's important to me.
Yes.
Anywho's, yeah, that's basically it as far as my fun games from 2020, because I didn't get to play anything on the Switch. But I think that was one of the purchases that kind of stood out to me. I mean, I bought Amnesia, I bought Dollhouse, I bought a bunch of like survival horror games, but get a little bit of an anxiety attack when you play those types of games where you can't really defend yourself. But yeah, just into the horror genre again and again and again. So
yeah,
wouldn't have guessed.
You can keep your
wouldn't
horror.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
Nope. I'm good.
Whores.
Can't do it. Whores. Hate it. Ugh.
I like banging whores, as Frank would say.
Drew, what do you got? What have you been playing? 2020. It's a long year.
2020 was, yeah, it was a long year. It was a very long year. I always said 2020 was like at least 5 years. So
it felt like it.
There were some good games in 2020. I think probably to start out, this was kind of a hit towards the beginning of the year, was Beat Saber. You guys remember Beat Saber?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The VR lightsaber game that you play to music. Yeah. That was a lot of fun, especially once we got the Valve Index. That was an immediate hit. Let's see. Another one that was really good, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Jedi. Or Jedi Fallen Order. Sorry. There you go.
Yep.
One of those.
Fallen Jedi. Good enough.
Star
Guys.
I played the Star Wars.
He broke his hip, but he'll be all right.
Their Star Wars game. That one was pretty good. I really like that. It's definitely in the Tomb Raider theme, right? It's a platformer. Yeah. You go around and
with a lightsaber.
Yeah, it's Tomb Raider with a lightsaber. But that was really, really good. Let's see, Satisfactory fell onto my list last year. That's a really good game. Adam, have you gotten to that one?
No.
That's one I think you would like.
You told me to buy it when it was on sale, and I said, "Yeah, I'll look at it."
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't do anything. You didn't even look at it. You said, okay, send, and then forgot about it.
Yeah, whatever you say. Sure. Take a look.
Satisfactory was really good.
Do you think Control is up there?
Control was good. Don't get me wrong. Control was fantastic. But I don't think it's on my top five. So where am I? I'm at three. Outer Worlds would be number two. Adam, you're playing that one now, maybe. You played
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I played it for a couple hours, actually. I put in, like, my neck was stiff from how long I sat there with the Switch like Ayo. This.
That's what she said!
Can't even watch that episode now. Thanks, Netflix. Just kidding. It's Peacock's fault.
I hope you don't have Peacock.
Don't, people. Don't do it. You get two seasons free. That's how they hook you to pay. And you have 30-second unskippable ads for every episode.
It's okay. Picard is coming to Netflix, so you're good.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Just watch.
Just hold on. Where did I stop? Outer Worlds. So number one for 2020 was almost certainly, and I can't believe it hasn't been said yet, but I guess Adam or Dan hasn't talked yet. Half-Life Alyx.
I knew you were going to say that one.
That was the top one for 2020.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No Animal Crossing for you guys yet, or?
I don't have it.
Haven't gotten to play it.
Why is that?
Because I'm
that
a
is,
fool.
I like that. I have seen more, like, just on Facebook, more women play that video game than I think any other video game. Like, just scrolling friends on Facebook, it's always like there's a snapshot of whatever. I haven't played it. Some code and thing to show you, and I'm like, man, there's a lot of women that play that game. And then I thought about buying it for Haley, and then that would probably been, you know, I don't know, potential waste of $50 to $60.
Well, then either that, or you would have never gotten your Switch exactly back.
That. Or I would have never gotten a Switch.
I got a game for you.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we didn't bring that one up.
He does. I thought you did.
Tic-tac-toe, baby.
Oh, did you not?
Did.
I thought you brought up Among Us.
I didn't say Among Us.
Oh, no, you said that.
I said Fall Guys.
Fall Guys.
You said Fall Guys.
I was thinking that was Fall Guys. That was Among Us?
That was Among Us.
Mm-hmm. Fall Guys is the little bean platformer.
Oh, okay.
Little bean?
Mm-hmm.
What's a bean? What's a little bean?
They're little bean dudes.
Oh, is that what
they
are? Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
More of that.
Oh.
Get that.
I guess technically the Among Us dudes are little bean dudes, too.
That is not what I thought it was.
They're surprisingly close together for as close as they came out.
Oh, no.
As close as they got popular together. They're definitely very close.
It was like a two-week gap, and people are it's still going strong.
Oh, yeah. Dan, 2020?
Man, you know, when I started thinking about all the games I played for 2020, that was 2020 was where I got my VR headset. And where I got built my PC. I didn't have any of that stuff before 2020. Well, I built my PC at the end of 2020 or end of 2019, but like 2020 was when I got the VR headset. Like that seems like it's so long ago.
That seems so long ago.
And that
we
was
were building
March?
PC.
March when the VR headset, when we got the Index?
March. Yeah, it would have been March.
Yeah.
We talked about it in the office, didn't we?
Crazy.
You guys have. I thought you guys had it. We were still in office when you guys were talking about it.
We were trying to order it when we were at the office because at 10 o'clock it got released and we were both trying to click on the site to get into it.
I think it was February.
How hard it used to be at the office with shit, no Wi-Fi, shit service, like trying to hide your phone, like, don't tell them what I'm doing. And then now at home I'm like, what am I going to buy on Amazon today?
Yeah, it's much easier. Yeah, I could just sit all day and try and order a PlayStation 5. Here you go.
I you can't see it. I have about 15 boxes here full of bobbleheads. I've been spending too much money. It's been a problem.
Not sure.
I just went, hey, I want that bobblehead. Bought.
Good thing you don't have any new responsibilities to pay for or anything.
Yeah, boppity boopies to buy.
It'll be fine. He'll survive.
But, I mean, you know, VR, just getting the VR headset alone and playing games on there made it an awesome year for video games for me, because that was just a revolutionary thing for me. Like, when I went over to Drew's house and played it for the first time and was like, holy shit, like, this is amazing. And then getting the Index, I remember I bought the... was it that Samsung? What did I buy? I forget the name of it. Was it a Samsung? It was one of the crappier headsets or whatever, cheaper ones. Realizing how bad
it was. The Windows one.
It was the Windows Mixed Reality one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Which worked okay, but then getting the Index and playing Hot Dogs, Horseshoes, and Hand Grenades, and the Zombie Training Simulator, and Tea Time Golf was like, man, this is so much fun. This is so cool. Really cool stuff. And then, Half-Life Alyx comes out, and it just blows you away with how awesome it was. It's going to be 50-50 on Game of the Year for me, which I'll get to the other one after this. But you know, playing that in VR was just amazing. That was just a killer game. Being able to do all those things in you know, virtual reality and having, you know, gunfights and hiding behind, you know, walls and, you know, throwing grenades at people and shooting guys was, like, really cool.
It's definitely, like, I know we've talked Half-Life Alyx up a lot, but for anybody listening or for those of you that don't have a VR headset, like, it is so much of a game changer that it's unbelievable. Like, it's really hard to explain unless you've experienced it, but it's just like, you know, you kind of know how a video game's going to go, right? You know how it's going to be played. You know, like, you're just going to sit down with your keyboard and mouse or your controller or whatever. And, like, you just, it's a pretty similar experience for each video game. As soon as you put that VR headset on, it's just, it's amazing how quickly you get fooled into being in a completely different environment than you're actually in. Like, I'm sitting here in my basement. I could stick that VR headset on and I could be a thousand miles away, right? Like, I could be a million miles away. Like, I could be wherever. Like, it's really hard to explain. Like, when people are looking at, like, a YouTube video of somebody playing VR headset or something, they're like, oh, these graphics are crappy. Like, this must be terrible. You don't even realize how quickly your brain can be tricked to where you are there. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and, like, you think, like, you know, first person shooters on a, you know, monitor or whatever, you know, that come to life is mm-hmm. what it feels like. And it's like, you're, you know, as opposed to pointing a mouse or you're moving a, you know, control stick, you're like, you turn your head to look at this other side and you have to raise your arms to pull out your gun and reload. And like, you drop a clip and you have to reach over your back to grab one out of your backpack and you got to load the gun and, you know, do the whole thing. Like, it's so different. And, like, you know, at least that game by itself, you know, did such a great job with making it immersive and making you feel like you're doing all that stuff. And yeah, graphics wise, it was great. And, like, just everything about it, like, it feels like everything's, like, in your face. Like, you're there. You know, it takes you into the world. It's just kind of crazy to think about.
Go ahead.
I just read that they were doing more research into VR and how to kind of expand the play space. Because, obviously, that's one of the major issues right now, right, is you only have a room that's so big, right? And so you can't just walk in a straight line forever. And this bit of research I just read was that they found out that as long as they have you walk in a circle, it was something pretty reasonable. It was like a 30-foot diameter circle or something like that. So literally, like, 30 feet is a big area, right? You're not going to have that in your basement. But if you can have a play space that's about a 30 by 30 area, they can set the game up so that in the game, you look like you're walking in a straight line, but they shift it ever so slightly so that you actually in real life are walking in a circle. And as long as that diameter is 30 feet or greater, you can't tell that you're turning. So in the game, it looks like you're walking in a straight line, but they just shift it just enough so that you have to, like, compensate and you're walking in a circle around your room. But in the game, you're just walking in a straight line forever. And they say you can't tell.
That's how you die in a whiteout.
I was gonna say we're now fish in a fish tank at, like, a zoo. That's what it's become.
Yeah.
Also, are you mixing baby Rays and margaritas there?
I was gonna say the same thing. I was like, I was looking at it like, why do you just have barbecue sauce
and your margarita mix?
This is from lunch. Sweet Baby Ray's.
Took a shot.
Not the margarita mix. The Sweet Baby Ray's is from lunch. I hasn't made it back into the fridge yet.
You don't mix that. You shoot that straight.
Yeah. Right. There's no mixing Sweet Baby Ray's. Come on. This is high quality stuff. This is 10-year aged outside of the fridge.
Okay. Okay, poison. All right. Just so we're all clear.
So, one game that I just played over the holidays, and this will be one for you, Drew, if whenever we actually can have people kind of over. Like, I had my brother and my nephew over just for Christmas Day. So it was just the four of us. But we played a game called Takeling's House Party, which is VR. And it is one person in the headset and the other people connect via the phone. And you you can see the characters on the screen. So you're not playing on your phone. Like, the phone is just the controller. And then you have to look at the screen to see the other guys. But then the one guy's in the headset. And it's just a party game where, like, you'll be standing in a kitchen and all the little guys will have to go hide underneath, like, cups or pans or whatever. And the guy in the VR headset's goal is to grab the little guys, and destroy them in any means possible. Like, you can plug the toaster in and drop them in the toaster, or turn the stove on and light them on the stove, or put them in a waffle iron, drop them in a waffle iron. Hilarious. Then there's three different levels, and there's one where you're just you're against a wall, and they're all behind the wall climbing up on like the wooden, you know, boards and stuff like that. And you have just a stud finder and a hammer, and you got to try and smash them with the hammer without hitting the electrical wires.
Okay.
And hit a couple electrical wires, you die, and then that round's over. But it was a ridiculously fun time. So if you could get your hands on that, well, definitely worth it. It's just so funny to do, and it's just entertaining. Good party game.
That is going on the wish list right now.
Yeah, yeah. It was stupid fun.
You have to have friends for that.
You do. That's the hard part. Is like, one, most you have of to the have games. Friends, and then you have to be allowed to have them over.
They don't. God, the worst.
Do they actually have to be near you, or can they be on their phone far away?
Like Jack.
If you could share the screen, maybe. I don't know. Because you connect to the website, I think, to connect to the game, and then I think if you could share your screen, you probably could do it. We'll have to try it.
So my family has been doing that a lot, especially over the holidays here, as we've been doing Jackbox games shared, and you just share your screen, kind of like we did for our holiday party, and that's working really well. You know, we actually did it on Discord, which worked way better than any other service we found. But we just shared our screen. I shared my screen on Discord, and then everybody connected, and you can do a video call on Discord. And yeah, they just had their phone. We shared our screen, and it worked perfectly. It worked really well. So
nice.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is something like that you can do.
Might be something to give a shot. Like, technically, you're supposed to like trade off the headset to like each round or something, a set of rounds or something like that. But we didn't. We never did that. You played a handful, and then it was like, okay, somebody else can get in there and do it or whatever. And we just kind of switched around, but you don't have to do that. But I'd say give it a shot. I didn't think about that. I'm sure you could, just like you do with the Jackbox. You could just share your screen and you just use your phone as your controller, basically, and you're good to go.
So do they see where they are on their phone?
No. The phone is just like a control pad and the buttons to jump, basically. And on the screen is where you see all the characters.
Oh, okay. But then in the headset, you don't see the characters.
Right. And the headset depends on the level. On the headset, like, you get a couple second head start at each level to kind of like, okay, go hide or go do something. And then it turns on and you see where the people are, and you have to try and grab them while they're running. Or one of them, you got to shoot them with the nail gun. Is the other level where they're running around this area trying to collect like little icons, and you just have a nail gun that you're trying to shoot them down with.
That's great.
That's funny. That's, you know what? PlayStation has a version of that.
Oh, really? If we could hear you, you could tell us all about it.
VR.
Yeah. If you weren't Stutter McStutterson.
No, you broke up there.
Me? Oh, shit.
It's the remix. Repeat. Give him a break.
It's the remix edition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Okay, anyway, the PSVR with Astrobots. That's what it's called. That's their thing.
Okay.
They do the same thing. One person wears the headset, the other people have their cell phones, and it's probably the ripoff of what...
I'll bet you.
Well, I bet the PlayStation one was there first.
That's how it was.
But not as good. It's probably not as good. I spent a lot of time in VR to test... like VR on PlayStation. I probably spent more time on there than I did the damn Iron Man game I bought it with. So.
Well,
when are you going to learn? Launch games are never that good.
They're not. It wasn't. We'll get there. And then I think you guys already talked about it, though. But anyway, I was going to add on the VR stuff before we move on. That it honestly gave me a greater appreciation for the movie Ready Player One. Because, like, I liked Ready Player One. I never read the book. I thought it was, like, a fun movie, but I was just kind of like, oh, I'll never watch this again. And then I've watched it since I've played VR, and I've been like, I had a different feeling on the movie where I was like, yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. Yep. And it's awesome. Like, that is better than real life. I love being in VR versus, like, it's just a video game. Like, what's the point of this? And now they're making a second one.
Ready Player Two. Well, he just released the other book that he did for Ready Player Two, so I got to read that.
I don't know. Did you read the first one? Out with the book and the movie at the same time?
The book's been released. I don't know when the movie's coming out. Oh. But yeah, I read the book after I saw the movie, which was probably good because honestly, I think the movie was better than the book in my opinion, just because unless you're a hardcore gamer or like know old school games and stuff like that, you probably wouldn't get some of the references that were in the book.
Wouldn't know all the references.
Because there was like the first challenge was actually playing Joust rather than, you know, a race. Like they obviously, hyped it, you know, changed it up for, you know,
mainstream
media, and all that kind of stuff, and used characters that are relevant or that people really know nowadays. So it's definitely was different challenges and things in the book than there was, different challenges in the book than in the movie. So I'm curious to see what they do with Player Two.
Yeah, I need the visuals. That's my thing. Like I almost always say the movie's better than a book just because my brain works better with seeing the visual, not imagining it.
Yeah,
but I definitely get the visuals. Yeah, dog, blaze it. Because that movie helps with all those references because you can, like, see them and be like, I recognize that. Even if you didn't know exactly what it was, you can, like, link it, figure it out, Google it. I think there's probably, if you Google it, you can see a list of, like, the 50 references. So you're like, oh, shit, look at all the things I missed when watching the movie. Looking at you, Screen Rant, or whatever the hell website I always look at.
IMDb?
No, I don't go on there.
Yeah, whatever. Fine. Frickin' millennial. Boomer.
we prefer snowflakes. Boomer.
Oh, no. Snowflakes.
Okay, Boomer.
Oh, it's so quiet.
Yeah, it's so quiet.
There we go.
Okay, Boomer.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay, Boomer.
That's oppressively loud.
There. That better?
Okay, Boomer.
I like it better the first time.
So, to finish off my ridiculous list of games, you mentioned a few of them already that I played, Drew, like Control and Fallen Order, so I won't go over those, but also played Avengers, which was terrible. WWE 2K Battlegrounds, which was terrible. I played a little bit of Star Wars Squadrons too, in VR, which was actually pretty neat. I didn't play a lot of it, but playing that in VR, flying an X-Wing was like badass, I thought.
Yeah.
You know what though? It was like, you're exactly right with it wasn't that great. Like even in the VR was the best part, but like, I don't know. Well, here it is. I have 112 minutes
there you go. On it. That's probably more than I got. And then finally, at the end of the year there, Spider-Man Miles Morales came out. And I don't know if Drew has finished playing those yet. So
don't know. I would prefer no spoilers, but if there are any. But
no spoilers.
I haven't finished the original one. Yet. I haven't finished the first one yet. It's getting to be a little bit of a drag, which I think is what these games do.
Yeah.
He's like,
don't do the side missions.
Yeah, it starts to get.
See, I think that's the problem. I was doing too many side missions. Yeah. I just need to get through the story and be done with it.
The story
is
great.
That's the only way I could beat Spider-Man. You know what? I didn't say it. I beat it this year. I beat it to start the year. I didn't say it. Excellent game, but I agree. I had to stop doing side missions because I would have got every fucking backpack there is in that damn game. If I didn't stop,
I'm constantly going around getting all that stuff. Like I feel like it's going to give me something. It doesn't give you anything.
You don't get nothing.
No. Well, you get trophies in PlayStation or whatever. Yeah. You know, those mean a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Hey, you can get the new, Spider-Man pig themed suit or whatever. You know, it's Spider-Verse suit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
That's about all you get.
Probably.
So, no spoilers. I played it.
I'm looking forward to Morales.
No, I don't think this is a spoiler. I was just going to ask if it handled the same as Spider-Man. Or if they made any key differences to, like, the movement and button.
No spoilers.
Kind of mashing.
I'm not allowed to do any spoilers.
That's not a spoiler if they change the button.
No.
How it controls.
It is 100% the same.
That's what I figured. That's all I was asking. Okay. I'm good.
Okay. We are good. No, hold on. Wait. No, I'm just kidding.
How about Doc Ock? Am I right?
We didn't talk about.
He hasn't played Apollo. It. He doesn't know.
What's the game on PS5? Adam or Dan, did you play it? Apollo Playthrough or whatever it's called?
Oh, Apollo Astro's Playground or whatever? I haven't done that.
Astro's Playground. Man, Astros. I was so far off. Holy cow.
Apollo.
It's the baby rays. We forgive you.
Definitely not the margarita.
You could hang out with your baby rays and your bunzi or what's they called again? Bubbly?
The Bobbity Boopy?
Bobbity Boopy.
Bobby.
All the parents right now are just shaking their head at you guys for not knowing what Bobby is.
The Alibaba. What is it called?
Sweet Baby Boopy.
Bobby. Bobby.
What's his name? Babu Frick?
Baba Ganoush?
Did I say his name wrong?
Baba Yaga?
Baba Yaga! You gotta be careful, Baba Yaga. Mobamba. He'll come get your ass.
Mobamba?
Babu Frick from Rise of the Skywalker shit.
Yeah, that one.
The little dude who fixes C-3PO so he can read his Sith message that's been in his brain or some.
Oh yeah, Baba Frick.
Garbage. So that
I think that's Babu
movie.
Frick.
Yeah, no, I was making a Spirited Away reference.
I heard your reference. I know your reference. That's a good one.
Ah, good. My man.
You gotta be scared. He'll get you in your sleep, dog. He comes out at night, gets the kids.
I have no idea.
It's a Hayao Miyazaki film.
Try to wrap that into something. You're welcome.
My Neighbor Totoro, The Wind Rises, Ponyo. You never heard of any of these movies?
Nope.
It's like the Japanese Disney, but better, because they're not.
I have no idea
assholes.
Who that is.
I agree with Homer.
Well, that was your first mistake.
Is that it?
What were we drinking?
I got
there,
one more. What was he talking about?
Good City Brewing Home. It's a lager.
Looks good.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Sounds like a strong lager based on the that drag on the word at the end there.
It's a lager.
You know, speaking of accents, quick, and I know, Dan, you have one more thing.
I do.
But did you guys watch Umbrella Academy?
No.
Yes. No, I'm still waiting for it. Oh, spoilers?
Okay, spoilers. Well, no, this is not a spoiler, but at one point they end up in Wisconsin. And did you see that? The freaking accent they put on that lady that's supposedly from Wisconsin. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
You got over.
Oh,
she sounded like the cop from Fargo.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Oh yeah, don't
that
you
is
know?
Exactly
yeah.
What you sound like to people not from Wisconsin. I am telling you, it is so overly exaggerated. I'm like, y'all can't be serious.
We were down there in the Fondulac. That's all I say.
Ah, there's more to life than a bunch of money. Don't you know that? I'm like, are you Canadian or?
I watched that. I was like, come on.
Exactly. Come on. Like, all the A's are the worst.
Hey.
Don't say bagels.
Bagel.
You know what? I'm glad to hear
sausages.
You.
Because...
I got made fun of all the time when I moved out to the East Coast because I said bagel, and they're like, "What? What are you gonna eat?"
Yeah. I get made fun of it in my own house.
I don't even know how it's supposed to be said. If I'm being bagel. Honest,
like ba-
bagel. Bagel.
You still say it like bagel, even when you're trying to make a long bagel.
Bagel.
Oh,
it's in your genes.
It's like the word, like
it's in my genes. He,
she's my bae, like bagel.
My bagel.
Bagel.
God, and somehow you slip a silent e behind it. I still don't understand how you'll do that. It's a bagel.
Bagel.
Isn't that how it's supposed to go? Bagel. Now I don't
sounds
even
right
know.
To me. I can't say it.
One of those, it's one of those words that doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah. I couldn't if I tried.
I had no idea how it was normally said, so bagel.
Auditory satiation. That's what you're describing when you hear a word too many times and it's like, that doesn't sound right anymore.
Milwaukee? There's no L. Milwaukee?
Milwaukee. Not Milwaukee.
I've never said Milwaukee.
Like it's W-A-K. It's, W-A-C-K.
Algonquin for the good land.
But at least you don't have that fucking Upers accent, thank God. Or Boston. Those two are the worst.
Take off, eh?
That's like a big mix of something. I don't even know what,
I don't even know what that was.
Were you a Bostonian Uper?
Who is that?
That's from Upper Massachusetts.
Upper Massachusetts.
It's from the Upper Upper Peninsula.
All right, last game. Last game.
We'll get there.
I think we got derailed, boys.
And it's the game. It's the game you mentioned, Sean, that you wanted to know about. It's Immortals: Phoenix Rising. Game. My game of the year.
Really?
Know, quickly. Got into my, just like Half-Life, quickly got into my top 50 games of all time. It is, I mean, in my opinion, it is damn good. If you, I know you don't have your Nintendo Switch, but if you know Breath of the Wild at all, this is Breath of the Wild Lite. Meets a little bit of Assassin's Creed, I guess, is what they say on the commercials, but more Breath of the Wild, I think, which just minus some of the RPG elements where you don't have to do a lot of mixing of things to, you know, power up weapons or do anything like that, or, you know, your weapons don't break, but you do have to collect a few things to do upgrades to weapons and upgrades to like powers and stuff like that, but not to a frustrating extent in to what I like anyway. So it's in a really great story, I thought, and if you like Greek mythology, obviously this is a hell of a game for Greek mythology. It's basically Breath of the Wild meets, you know, Greek mythology, and having Zeus and Prometheus narrate the story in jokes, fantastic, just really funny stuff, and just loved it. Absolutely loved that game. And you can get it for $30 right now for the PlayStation. Yeah, even cheaper than what you got it for. They got you.
Goddamn.
$30. Go get it.
Got him. Son of a bitch.
I got it for $39 on Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, you got ripped, bro.
$9. Damn. Well, I will give a quick shout out to my sister, Alyssa. She texted me today and said, I have to go buy that game now because you guys talked it up so much on your podcast. Dan, depending on how much of the pre-show you leave in, you may have heard that already. So... I think I told that story right before we started. Anywho, yeah, I am super excited to get into that game. I think right now I am still playing through Cyberpunk. According to Steam, it says I have 90 hours, but I think it was one of those things where I just forgot to turn it off like overnight, and it just kept counting up the hours because the save game only has me at like 60 hours, something like that.
Interesting.
And I think I'm at a point where I'm right before the mission where it's a no return. But I'm playing through that before I get to Phoenix, so I'm really excited about it. And the whole point of the story was to say that so my mom was out during Christmas and she's always been a big Zelda fan, and I was like, all right, well, come on, like, come over here, we'll get you hooked up on Breath of the Wild, you can start playing through it. And it's Yeah, she loves Zelda. She was a big Ocarina of Time fan. Like, she's one of the ones that introduced me to that game. And yeah, as you guys know, that's number one on my list. So she was super excited to start playing Zelda again. And she just found it really difficult to kind of get in tune with the controls. Like, all the controls now are much more advanced than obviously they were on the N64 days. So getting control of the camera and how do you move around and things like that, she was struggling to get around. But just watching her play through that game and like getting that sense of just exploration and like being able to go anywhere you want and like over any hill, there could be something else over there. That made me want to have that feeling again, because obviously I feel like I can't have that feeling again for Breath of the Wild because I already know what's over that hill. But I'm really looking forward to Immortals because that I'm hoping to get that feeling again on that.
Well, so. I hope, you know, because I'm talking it up a lot, so I hope you do like it. I don't know if you'll get that exact feeling. A lot of it's you can, like, you know, you get into an area and you can kind of, you climb up on top of, like, a statue or whatever, and you can kind of, you know, peer out and you can kind of identify where all the things are for the most part. But, you know, you don't necessarily know where some of the handful of enemies are and things like that that are out in the open. So, you know, like I said, I loved it, so hopefully you love it too.
Well, if I don't, you'll hear about it. Don't worry about it.
I'll write you a check.
But not for 30, for 39.
For $29.99, right? Whatever the sale price is. All right. Well, let's take a quick break while we're in between subjects, and we'll come back and talk.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
2021.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I put all those commercials together into one button, and I totally forgot about putting Krusty at the beginning.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me there. But Also, make sure you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and get yourself some chair shot t-shirts. If you didn't buy the whole store for Christmas, I'm sure there's a few left. Go down, go there, pick some up. We've got all sorts of chair shot t-shirts. We got a couple of winners, U t-shirts, bandwagon nerds, all that fun stuff. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/chairshot and show us a little bit of love. Buy yourself something nice. All right.
They got the deal going on.
They got a deal going on right now?
Yeah, let me check. I think it was like 20% off New Year deal, something like that.
Oh, shit. See, there's always something going on.
It started on Monday. I do not know when it ended, but with code New Year, you get 20% off everything at ProWrestlingTees.com. That is code New Year to get 20% off at ProWrestlingTees.com.
That's what you get.
Well, what was that?
You get a gong.
That's ominous.
Dun, dun, dun. Feels good.
No, please never do Christian Bale voices again.
No,
that's not Christian Bale.
That's not Christian Bale. That's Pete Holmes.
Just watching all of them.
That sounds like Christian Bale and Batman.
Feels good.
It is. He's playing Batman, and he does like 2-minute college humor skits.
Ah,
way better.
Tired. Fall asleep. It's fall asleep. Poor little guy, he's all tuckered out.
With my muscles.
There's another man. He's hiding in the shadows.
You need to, Sean, if you haven't seen them, at least look up Batman Finds His Voice, because that's the one I think that starts it. And that, he just goes, Pete Holmes goes through so many different voices, and it is hilarious. And it's, he literally gets the Batman voice because he's like choking from doing so many voices.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, no, that sounds really good. Really, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
They're so like the Joker.
What are you going to do? Burn me with your magic eyes?
But can we trust him?
Scary face.
The Two-Face one? That's
my Two-Face, one. Yeah.
Harvey! Harvey!
Thank God you're here. Two-Face was just here.
It's Scary Face.
God. All right, before we go really off the rails, 2021, it's upon us. What are you guys looking forward to playing? I mean, besides January, there's a lot of stuff out there, I think, that's coming out. I don't think there's much in January, so.
Hitman is the only thing that stuck out.
Hitman? Are we going to play Hitman? Hitman 3?
Hitman 3. I would play that. Out of all those games.
Yeah, they're doing a new Hitman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
I think, can we call Cyberpunk a 2021 game?
Wait. It came
Can
out
we
2020.
Call Cyberpunk a game? I think
it wasn't on our list.
I mean, it's going to be cyber. It's going to be a Cyberpunk complete edition or like finished edition.
Finished edition, yeah.
That will come out in 2021.
Or well, hell, alpha stage at that point.
You know, it gets a lot of heat. I still think it doesn't deserve it. The first or older gen consoles, notwithstanding. But I think there's obviously still some issues.
That's a pretty broad audience there, consoles withstanding.
No, well, I think PS5 and the Xbox X or whatever the one there, whatever the newest one is.
Series X, P.
Or S.
Yes.
Penis, whatever they call it.
I think they seem to be doing okay with it. At least according to Doug, he has it on Xbox Series X, and he seems to be doing just fine with it. Doug is a friend of ours, so.
Shout out to Doug,
who's almost certainly not listening. So.
Well, if he was listening, he'd be getting shouts out. So. Yep.
It's getting him either way. He just may not know. Doug. He may never know. Yep.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, Cyberpunk 2021. Cyberpunk. Game. I think it has to be a 2021 game for sure.
It should have been a 2021 game.
It should have been.
Should have been a 2077 game.
Hey.
I would say the one that I'm really looking forward to is Far Cry 6.
Yeah.
Yep. Is there a release date for it yet?
2021.
Just this year, right? Yeah, I think it got pushed back a bit because Ubisoft or whatever, right? Pushed it back.
I think so. It's smart, honestly, with like how things are going, like just being able to have resources to make games, push things back. Release a completed game. I was going to make a joke about, because I wasn't here, about Cyberpunk 2077 to see, like, oh, it must have done really well, right, guys? And then, you know, that was the internet for like 3 weeks.
Not quite.
No, and then they issued refunds and took it off the store, and I was like, you know what? That's all the convincing I needed to not buy it, because I can't.
Wait till the PS, made to the official PS5 version, and you get your PS5, and then you pick it up then.
That's two problems.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel bad for you, son. I got 98.
Yours is still in the box. You can't speak.
Yeah, about really.
I know. Jeez, I'll plug it in maybe tomorrow, maybe the weekend. We'll see.
Yeah, Far Cry 6 probably a big, you know, one of the top ones on my list too, for sure.
Yeah, latest polls have it at somewhere between April and May, 2021. So got a couple of months.
That'd be way quicker than I would have guessed.
There you go. I know what you're getting
for my birthday.
Yeah. A Switch.
Your Switch back to play whatever you want.
I can play that anytime I want. I choose to not play the console that I purchased for my girlfriend.
What a pansy.
But it's on her pretty necklace, so maybe, maybe.
I'm gonna add. I have a handful of games. I think you guys have other games for 2021. You're looking forward to.
I got a list. Yeah, you have a brother, list? Where do you want to start?
Oh, yeah.
Resident Evil 8. Let's start there.
Yeah. I was going to start God of War, Ragnarok, I think, right? I think that'll be fun. Those are always pretty good stories. I am excited. Like, I haven't opened my PlayStation 5. I think we just made that clear. But I am hoping by the end of the year things change and there's a little bit more time to be able to sit and do something for more than half an hour.
Sean, do you want me to purchase God of War Ragnarok and hand it over to you? Because I didn't like the last one, too.
I think like the Avengers one? Already did that, so I'm not worried about it.
So, Sean, I'll ask you then about the God of War, because it's free on PS Plus.
Oh, really?
Should I play through that one? That's a good one.
Did you like the previous God of War games?
I've never played a God of War game.
Then you may actually like it a lot. It's a beautiful story. The graphics are amazing. Yeah. But if you go into it with the expectation of God of War based on, you know, 1, 2, and 3, it is certainly not that. It is much slower paced. The combat isn't quite so...
Hack and slash.
Hyrule Warriors? I cut out.
Oh, you got it.
We got you.
Good.
We got you.
Maybe he can't hear us.
He doesn't get us.
Oh, okay.
There he is.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, it just froze on everybody. Yeah, it's not... The combat isn't so much like Hyrule Warriors, where you just roll up and start hacking and slashing shit. You kind of have to think about how you're going to approach fights, but just the story alone is definitely worth it.
Okay.
Especially free.
Yeah.
Might as well, when it's free for PlayStation Plus.
Did you, did you sign up? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's worth it, but if you're expecting the iteration to follow the same gameplay as the previous games, it is certainly not that, but not in a bad way.
Yeah, very different than the first three. I was going to say, have you purchased or plugged in your code for your PlayStation Now 1 month trial that you got with your
PlayStation? I didn't get a code.
You didn't get the code? That wasn't part of yours? Yeah.
That wasn't part of my deal. Okay.
Because the PlayStation Now has a bunch of the old games. Like, you know, it's more of the retro games and stuff like that that you can play. And the first God of Wars are on there.
Got it.
And those are definitely worth checking out, too. I mean, they're
really good.
They're fun as hell.
Yeah. Like you said, Sean, a very different game. If you're abused to those and expecting the same, you're definitely not going
to
get
to walk into, you know, titties and slashing people up and ripping eyeballs out. No, it's
that all sounds amazing.
Plays much slower, and the first three are, but the the newest one definitely has its place as the story goes, but it's, like I said, it's much slower paced.
Okay. I will have to check that one out then.
What else you got? What's got Adam?
On my list. Hold on.
On my list.
I don't actually put it on a list, so I need to go find where I was on the list figure out when they're coming out. Gotham Knights. I remember that from, I think, the Sony PlayStation thing. I think that's the one where you can play between the four different, Batman family, if I'm going to put it that way.
Is that coming out Robin, this year?
Yeah, it's expected to. I don't know if it will. That looks fun because I think that's the one that's made by the people that did the Arkham series.
Yeah,
the
Warner, same. Montreal.
Yeah, while the other Batman game that will come out at some point, Suicide Squad, is by the ones that did that Arkham Origins. So, like,
it's awesome.
Like, this is what you get in the basement.
And they played through it, and What am I doing in the basement?
You're gonna put your router down there and get a wired connection.
Shit. Yeah, I'm on Wi-Fi. That's what it is. So some shit. I don't know what you heard, but Gotham Knights, look that up. And then I think I'm definitely gonna try Hogwarts Legacy. Yes. I remember liking that from that trailer, and I did like a Berman fastest 2 minutes on that whole Sony thing they did. Those couple games I remember writing down as like games I'd actually play. So Hogwarts seemed like it was like the full, like, it's not just you're in Hogwarts and that's it. Like, you actually get to explore and stuff. So, and it seemed like it's like kind of how Star Wars was, where you could pick light, dark side. It seemed like you could kind of do, like, if you want to be fucking dark wizard, go for it, but probably not. It looks like it's geared towards, I don't know, maybe my age, but kind of younger. And then don't forget Grand Theft Auto 5. You know, they'll come out for PlayStation 5 and Xbox. You know, look forward to that new release, guys. It'd be huge.
I'd be happy if they would do any DLC that wasn't just for GTA Online.
They just released one. There you go. That's going to be big. The Cairo. No,
that's something. For online, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not online.
They just released an online one. So enjoy.
Yeah, not online.
Yeah.
Don't you want to play in the casino with all your friends and then play this heist with all your friends?
I'm missing one of those elements.
A casino?
Okay, two of those elements.
Controller? Is it a controller? You're missing the controller to play the game.
To save myself the loneliness, yes. Yes, I misplaced all of my controllers.
Well, maybe you can ask one of your friends. Maybe not.
They might have an extra one. Come on.
I think I'm still missing an element. I just can't put my finger on it.
Damn.
We'll figure it out.
So,
anybody a Scott Pilgrim versus the World fan? Looking forward to that release coming up in January.
Right, is it going to be good?
I think so. Yeah. I want to get it for the Switch. I think it'd be a good one for the Switch.
What is it coming out on? Everything or just Switch?
Everything. Everything. Yeah. You played the original, Sean? This is a remaster, right? Just a remake?
No, I've not played the original one, but... What the hell was the original one on?
I thought there was... Right? Is this a remaster or remake?
I didn't even know they had a fucking Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, it was on PS3. 2010.
Oh, okay, see, nobody bought one of those. PS3.
Yep, there you go. Oh, and the composer was Anna Monoguchi, who does the music for us. These guys right there.
Nice!
And it all comes together.
Look at that. Yep. Look at that. Yeah.
That's how we end the series. Congratulations. We did.
And it's over. Wasn't even that long. I'm looking for it.
Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi. Anamataguchi. The other ones. Not the animal electronic game. Those are fun, though. Tamagotchi?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't... Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There we are.
Looks like Sean doesn't know what a Tamagotchi is.
He got frozen.
Oh, was he frozen?
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
I was frozen.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I think it'll be a fun one for a little arcade gaming and be something fun for the Nintendo Switch to sit and play in front of the TV. As
I can't
well.
Play it then.
Yeah. Well, you can get it for the PlayStation as well, I think. So there you go. Another one I'm going to get for the Switch is a finally released date of Retromania. I know I've mentioned that game before. Old wrestling game. That's a sequel to WrestleFest. One game that that we may have played in the arcades during one of those holiday trips that we did when we were playing that.
Okay.
So this is basically the same exact game, just updated for today, you know, with the same, you know, but still the old school kind of graphics a bit, but with new characters and things like that. So I think it's going to be super fun and hopefully is not a disaster that the WWE game was. So be a good one.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever played Spelunky? It's a fun little roguelike game that I played on the PC, and they just released Spelunky 2, and they're releasing them for the Switch finally this year, so I might get them for the Switch. Because it's a fun little time waster type of game where you die a billion times and you keep trying to learn from all the traps and shit that are in there and things, different random things you can do. It's stupid kind of fun just to mess around with if you're looking for a good time waster. That one's awesome. And my last two, Psychonauts 2, which should be released this year, is awesome. If you ever played the first one, it's a fantastic game. Highly recommend it. I'm looking forward to this one. Very long in the making for this. And the new Ratchet & Clank for your PlayStation 5 guys. Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart coming out. I'm sure they'll release it for the PS4.
You just had to throw that out there, didn't you? Look at all these new Switch games and PS5 games, and I'm like, oh yeah, neat. Oh, and all the PC stuff.
Don't worry, you can still play Bejeweled. And...
Dude, Minesweeper for life. I'm telling you.
Flash your clan.
Give me 15 flags, I will fucking solve that thing.
Yeah.
Well, you will be able to get The Witcher something on your Android device.
The Witcher something.
At some point.
Neat.
Yeah, The Witcher
something sounds exciting. Something. You're really selling.
I super scrolled through the list and I saw Witcher.
Oh, great.
And that's coming to phones.
Isn't this magical?
The Witcher, Monster Slayer.
No, I'm good.
Monster Slayer.
Oh, it looks
they
like
said
you
they
were,
weren't
like,
making any more bullshitters.
Ew, gross. You take on, it's like Pokemon Go, but with Witcher. Take on monsters in your backyard.
The graphics.
You're supposed to go hunt down lichens and
they, those guys,
drowners.
It's gonna be
those
more
guys are busy.
Cyberpunk.
They need to figure out Cyberpunk. They don't need to be worried about a Witcher.
It's not
phone
made
game.
By them. It's made by Spoko. Spoko.
Okay. See, now I'm definitely out. And I was already out.
Yeah, they got some other stuff to fix. They're just like, you know what? We're going to pretend it never came out for the old generation of consoles. Just pretend it was just new generation only.
Oh, but the memes is totally worth it.
Oh, man.
If you don't talk about it, it never happened.
That's right.
It's never
I
out
sent
there.
A game in the list for you guys called I Am Jesus Christ. It comes out to PC. It's a simulation.
I was
and
about
the,
to ask you what that link
the
was.
Game, the game that lets you simulate the life of Jesus raised a lot of eyebrows, but it left us with a lot of questions. Now we have answers. And the picture shows like him like rubbing a foot over like a bowl.
Oh, yeah. Please tell me that's in VR.
I think it is.
I hope it's in VR.
Click that article. Everyone's at the table looking at you, and it's like your hands in VR just looking at the table.
Oh my god. Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I hit purchase and it brings me to GameStop.
Perfect. That's how it should work.
Oh, that is not cool, man.
You're welcome. That's something. stuck out quickly when scrolling the list of to-be-announced, when they'll release games.
So, I would say my list is pretty short, except for Far Cry. I'm pretty excited about that one. But it's a lot of remakes. So, Super Mario 3D World is going to be coming to Switch.
I forgot about
year.
That one, yep.
So that is a Wii U game, I believe, that's coming to Switch. So I'm excited about that one. Mass Effect Legendary Edition. So the first three Mass Effects, they're releasing on latest gen consoles, remastered. All three of them as one game.
Andromeda?
What about Andromeda? What?
If we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. there's some games out there that got a treatment where, you know, they launched poorly and later on in their life they've gained a revival. Kind of like No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky is like that right now.
Witcher
3. Witcher 3 was like that. So hopefully Cyberpunk falls into that where it has a crap release and then ends up being very good. Mass Effect Andromeda does not fit in that category. So we don't talk about
original files.
Yeah, we don't talk about Andromeda. But the first three were amazing. Those were the games that made me fall in love with RPGs for sure, especially on the PC. I mean, I think they were definitely up there for me. So I'm excited about that. Early 2021, it says. So we'll see when that actually comes out. And then the biggest thing that is yet to be announced, but I really hope is a big thing, is it's Zelda's 35th anniversary this year. It'll be somewhere in September. That at least September is when they did the Mario 35th anniversary stuff. So hoping that in September we might get a Breath of the Wild 2 announcement. Or, well, it's already been announced, but maybe release date or potentially release. Or at the very least, bring some N64 Wii Zelda games to the Switch. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, so. I think a package deal of Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask would be fantastic, and then possibly like an online emulator release or something like they did with the NES and Super NES would be badass.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's the easy answer, right? Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, just release that and be done.
Can be Wind Waker.
Wind Waker was great. Like I really hope that the one that I haven't played, they release. Just not Skyward Sword. Which one is it?
Skyward Sword. Would have been the other one. Yeah.
Twilight Princess is the one I did play. So Skyward Sword for the Wii. It requires motion controls, which the Switch does have, surprisingly. Like it seems like it shouldn't, but it's all built right in the controller. So and the motion controls did fine on the, was it Mario
Galaxy?
Sunshine.
Galaxy was,
yeah, you're right, Galaxy.
Yeah, well, that was the Wii one.
So it did great on Mario Galaxy. So I just hope that they bring Skyward Sword. I think that'd be awesome. But yeah, that's it.
It's a good list.
Sean, other than Resident Evil's, nothing else, right?
How many more are they going to release this year?
I hope to God that they do a re-release of Part 4. Like, I know that it's modern enough, but fuck, that story in the gameplay is so much fun.
That was GameCube.
GameCube and PS2.
That's a long time ago. They could easily do one.
That's Wind Waker, man. Ooh, that's prime territory.
They should.
But you can still go back and play it, and it's perfect.
It's good.
I mean, the graphics aren't the best, but god damn, was that just the rejuvenation of their series. But honestly, sounds kind of stupid, but I haven't really been looking for releases and stuff because I don't have a console to play them on. So basically, I'm looking forward to Village when it comes out and I have a PS5. But other than that, I've just been kind of, I downloaded Burnout Paradise for the Switch, which I don't know if you guys ever played the Burnout series.
Burnout Paradise is awesome. Yeah.
My God. I forgot about that game. And I saw it in the library and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm downloading that. Turns out to be a shitload of fun, just like it was back in the day. I guess I'm kind of in the same boat as Drew. Like, I've just been looking for remasters and stuff that that they've been, you know, boosting up to the previous gen consoles. Because I've just been having a lot of fun going back and playing some of those classic games that, you know, me and my buds would just stay up all night fucking around on. So I haven't really been looking forward to new releases because, like I said, I don't have a PS5 quite yet. I'll get there, and when I get there, I'll start becoming a little more concerned. But for now, just kind of going back through some of the classic libraries and, you know, revisiting some of the games that, you know, I used to play way back in the heyday. And, it's worked out quite nicely. And then, like I said, with Resident Evil 2 and 3, the remakes, I was like, dude, this is like a brand new fucking game. So, it's, I guess my point is, looking back at some of the old releases and some of the remasters is definitely worth a look. Not just for nostalgia's sake, but because they really have revamped a lot of the mechanics in them and made them a lot more playable based on, you know, kind of what the current expectations are.
Mm-hmm. I failed to mention one of my... Oh, go ahead, actually, because I was going to switch topics a little bit, so...
He was just talking about, John, you were talking about Paradise, or Burnout Paradise. Did you see they released a remastered version of Need for Speed Hot Pursuit?
No shit. Oh my god, yes.
That's a good one.
Underground Part 2, but Hot Pursuit was definitely the last one that I really enjoyed playing.
Yeah, that was the last good one. Underground 2, hands down, best Need for Speed game. Whatever. Like, fight me. But Hot Pursuit was up there, and they just released a remastered version, so check that one out.
Yeah, I think I bought the Black Edition when it came out, and there was like special cars and stuff you could get.
It's funny that you mentioned Burnout Paradise, too, because once we start doing trivia on this show, I have been collecting my trivia questions, and one of them is related to Burnout Paradise. That was kind of funny, so, you know.
Lamborghini.
It's good shit.
Did I get it right?
Damn it, stop spoiling things. That's why I had to take my damn headset off.
It's racing.
Crash into the other player.
Racing genre.
It is a racing genre, but that's part of the overall category is racing.
Miami.
Yep.
Just go backwards.
Isn't that Ready
it's
Player
not
One?
Where it takes place?
That is Ready Player One.
You mentioned retro games, though, and there was one game I failed to mention for my games of 2021, or 2020, actually, I guess, but it was NHL 21 that I bought since I got a PS5 and could actually get a hockey game again. Yeah, I did it again.
Rub it in, man.
Shing! I believe this knife is yours.
Just massage that salt, bro.
But I was excited to actually be able to play a hockey game because you can't get them on PC. And so I purchased NHL 21, which was on sale. And that one's actually, I mean, that one on its own is really good. And it's definitely different because I'm not used to playing the new hockey games. And it was, you know, I'm not used to that. So it was a learning curve that I'm still learning. But for $10, if you do own NHL 21, you can buy NHL Retro 94, or I think it's called NHL 94 Rewind, which is an identical replica to NHL 94, the Sega Genesis version, but upgraded with new players and the new rosters and the new teams. So you can play as, you know, Nashville or the Knights of Las Vegas and all that. So fucking awesome.
The Hartford Whalers.
I love it. Yes. The Winnipeg Jets. The whole everybody.
The Minnesota North Star.
The Minnesota North Stars. I don't even know the rest of them. Yeah.
So, those are the Dallas Stars, my friend.
Dallas Stars.
Almost won the fucking Stanley Cup.
It's okay. I'll take Tampa Bay this year because I won some money on it, so I'm happy.
You a Brady fan, too?
I could give a hot shit. I was just I picked them in our pool for the playoffs. I got that team and they won it, so I was happy. That's all I cared about. But
fair enough.
NHL 94 being the awesomest hockey game ever made, it was just kick ass to be able to play that retro game again with new teams. So it was kind of neat with new players. So, yeah. There you go. Retro all around. What else? That's it. That's all we got. That's our topics. 2021, here we come.
Yep.
We don't have any more controversial comments or...
Like what?
Questionable sayings.
I don't think there was anything
what you're talking about.
That was said.
Okay, good. In this, good.
This entire hour and 40 minutes. I don't hear anything.
Were you marking down a time slot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that why you were immediately going to
that? That's what I do. I marked down times of things I want to add stuff or edit or need to clean up or, people make
I think we're all good here.
Say certain things that they shouldn't say.
That was not my fault. I was probed.
That's true. Oh. I agree.
Oh, God. Here we go on the shit talk again. Cut it. Break the time
Boom,
down now.
Here we go.
So, closing comments from anyone before we put the show to bed. Drew, you got anything?
No. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Four times are getting
welcome
you.
To 2021. Yeah. Love you guys. Looking forward to next week. Try and keep it a little more less of what that was.
I think we should save the top five for episode 25.
You want to wait till 25?
Yeah.
That probably makes sense.
Ugh. It was supposed to be 20.
That's too on the nose.
What did we do for 15? No, I don't even remember.
We did top 10 for 10, and that was it.
Well, what? This is 22, right?
This is 21.
21?
I think so. Oh, that's why we're all drinking. Happy birthday, boys.
Happy 21.
Cheers.
21 2021.
Good job, America.
You know how I know I'm old? Is because my wife bought some cherry juice that she says good for antioxidants, and now we each take a shot of cherry juice a day.
That's what old people do.
Together, antioxidants.
For your limbs and
shit. If your
hips
stop creaking, then it's working.
Wow. I'm like, yeah. Went from shooting tequila to shooting cherry juice.
If you let it ferment, it's much better.
Yeah. Jordan, some captain. Good.
Put a little sweet baby Ray's in there. You're all set. I still see it. It's still there.
Is it?
Do
you see it?
Yes.
How do you see that?
I can see it. It's a wide camera.
Yeah, well, it's wider than my angle shows me. So
you don't have full screen.
You don't want to see what's on the right side.
Oh, don't look over there.
Okay. Well, that's all she wrote for today then, boys.
Well,
let's thank, I don't know.
There it is.
Everybody.
Thank Sweet Baby Ray's for your sponsorship.
Yeah.
Kirkland's tequila.
Nothing but the best.
Or margarita. Kirkland's margarita, Sweet Baby Ray's.
You're not wrong, though, about the Sweet Baby Ray's. Nothing compares.
Oh, yeah. O'Keefe's working.
Oh, you're definitely old.
Oh, yeah.
Is that hand cream?
Yeah. Yes. Totally
Why is that at your
though.
Computer? Why is
because
that at your computer?
It's, hmm? Because in the it's basement. Winter and it's dry.
Mm-hmm. Now that's interesting.
I have cracked knuckles from using my hands too much.
Oh boy. Here we go.
And that guy can't find a girlfriend. I'll never figure it out.
Correct.
I've been trying, but my wife just keeps telling me no.
Oh, yeah.
I have one. Her name is Jill. You guys get it, though? You guys get it? Her name's Jill.
Yeah, I get it.
Wait, hold on. Is that the right way?
That's the right way.
Nailed it. I nailed it. Reverse.
Oh, I don't see a ring on that finger. What you doing?
That hasn't been on since quarantine, if I'm being honest. That has sat on the... desk or the whatever the hell it's called.
And I'm not even married. What the hell?
Actually, right here. Here it is. Whoop. Now I'm married.
Nailed it. Good job.
It keeps the women off of me while I'm in public.
I think reverse. It's like a magnet. Yep.
A what?
Oh, you're dependable.
A magnet? A magnet?
Yeah, big.
Oh, it's a magnet.
Leg, leg, Lego.
You still say it with a silent E behind it. I don't understand how
if
you
If it's
do
silent,
that.
How are we saying it with it?
Well, Bagel. It's like pneumonia. I still know there's a P there. But when you say magnet, I'm like, something about that ether.
Magnet.
Ether. All right.
All right, go ahead.
We're
go
done.
Ahead. I'm
We're done. We're done. Done. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at A Winner Is You, the letter U, A Winner Is You, and all over thechairshot.com. Look at that entertainment section where we are, where bandwagon nerds are, all your sports, all your other entertainment. I don't even know what's in there anymore. We got so many damn podcasts and shows now. It's ridiculous. It's great. It's good stuff. And all your wrestling news for all your wrestling fans, WWE, New Japan, AEW, all that good stuff. Shout out to Brody Lee. We love you. We miss you. Heartbreaking.
Rick.
Shouts out to Doug.
Doug, he gets a shout out.
Yeah, shout
again.
Out to Doug.
That's it.
Never met him. Love you.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. He's all right.
He's okay.
We'll let him know. But with that, I think we can call it a day. So. You've been listening to us at A Winner Is You, where we always use our head and never forget that the cake is a lie.
Feel free to tell Doug to listen in tomorrow during the workday and tell him that I said he's okay. He's all right.
It's a good kid. It's a good kid right there.
I try his hard now, yeah.
Yes. Didn't even stick out. That sounded completely normal.
Thank you. I watch a lot of Fargo.
Fit right in. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
Good job,
sorry,
guys.
I'm looking at DC news.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, please don't do it. Nothing good can come of that.
It's bad.
It is bad.
It's never good.
Have they started beating them the way they should have from the start?
Should I stop recording?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.